views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the hit show Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Hey, welcome everyone. I am David Christopher Lewis, and you are listening to Heart Center Talk Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we are emanating to you this day waves of cosmic peace, beauty, and joy from beautiful Livingston, Montana, in South Central, in the South Central part of the Big Sky State. So stay with us for the next hour as I share some great new insights into the heart, my heart, your heart, the heart of the world. We'll be exploring a new, yet an ancient science of being taught by a number of inspired beings known as Ascended Masters. And these divine beings have been sharing their timeless truths with me now for the past 10 years through a movement that I co-founded called the Heart Center, hence Heart Center Talk Radio. Each Wednesday, we will be broadcasting and sharing with you some very inspired teachings and insights from gifted mystics, artists, teachers, speakers, and authors. And I believe that their truths, coupled with what you already know profoundly from within you, will help us together to build an even greater radiance of joy, peace, and harmony across the world. So once a month, starting today, I will personally be sharing a topic that's dear to me and I hope will be dear to you. These teachings and revelations have been shared by these Ascended Masters through me now, and there are over 4,000 heart streams that are completely awesome. So today's topic is heart streaming. It's a new science and really an old science of living from and through your heart. And I will be sharing some of what the Ascended Masters have shared with me to inspire you today. So before I share my personal story and this gift that I have that I call clairaudience, and how I began to receive these heart streams, I'd like us to remember that today is a very auspicious day. It's what we call Wesak. And we chose consciously to launch this program and to have our premier event on Transformation Talk Radio on this day, May 14th, 2014, because Wesak is both the birthday and the day of the enlightenment of Gautama Buddha. Some of you may have heard of Sakyamuni, and Wesak is at the time of the full moon in the cycle of Taurus. So, hey, it's today. You may have noticed the full moon outside. It's an amazing sight to see that orb high in the heavens and reflecting the light of the sun. So my story is this. I worked and lived in a spiritual community for over 22 years, and in 2004, in early June, I had a mystical experience and was taken up in consciousness to a very high place and received this gift of clairaudience, whereby I can hear from the Ascended Masters, divine beings such as Jesus, the Blessed Mary, Mother of Jesus, Saint Germain, El Moria, Kuan Yin, and over 200 other amazing divine beings. And when I receive their impressions, it is a telepathic transfer to my heart and mind of the beauty, the joy, the grace of God. And when they share teachings for today, revelatory truths that are cutting edge for right now, there is a release of what I call radiation, which is a great inner sense of peace, harmony, and most especially divine love that permeates my being, my chakras, my aura, and is extended to everyone in the radiance of my field of being who comes in contact with their sharing and the audio sound and the video. So we're coming to you on radio, and I'm really excited to get into this topic of heart streaming. And as I said, it's a science of living from your heart. In 2006, Michael McNeil and I wrote a chapter in a book called Healing the Heart of the World. And we are offering a copy of that book free to you, the listening audience, if you will go to heartcentertalkradio.org and click on the link, along with a link to my CD, Sacred Melodies. So, how did I first experience this dynamic of heart streaming? I was in a church. I was operating the audio dials during a service conducted by another minister. And we sang a song to Jesus and a master named Kathumi. And suddenly, I was no longer completely in my body. I was above my body. I was feeling the light of the cosmos. I was experiencing this ecstatic state of divine bliss, of perfect joy, of really eternal harmony. And in that moment, something clicked. And the next day I started writing, and the impulses that came to me were from the Master Jesus, with whom I have had a deep relationship from my early childhood, having grown up Catholic and going to Mass and being an altar boy. So this heart streaming at first was just me writing down what I was telepathically getting. And ultimately, it turned into something more profound where I was able to share the truth of these divine beings. And they kind of formulated a matrix, a system, whereby we could use an organization, a movement, which we coined the name the Heart Center, to share these wonderful teachings with humanity. Now, I believe, even though I call what I do heart streaming, that each and every one of us, all of you, can also heart stream. And that's what we'll be speaking about. Now, you can experience heart streaming on a monthly free broadcast series called The Master Speaks. It's one Wednesday a month at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. And our next event is actually a week from today on May 21st. And Jackie Fleeter will be with us also, and Mother Mary, the Mother of Jesus, will be sharing teachings through her. Excuse me, let me go back here. Moria, the Master El Moria, will be sharing on May 21st, and Mother Mary on June 11th. So it's a live, free, interactive experience. And you can check out the information on our website. So, again, you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I am David Christopher Lewis. Very soon, I'm going to be having our audio technician sharing a wonderful clip from the internet about Kevin Durant. Some of you may have heard of this guy who is the most valuable player in the National Basketball Association this year, 2014. He plays for the Oklahoma Thunder. And this clip will amaze you because it amazed me and it brought tears to my eyes. So, in just a few short minutes, we'll be taking a break, and we'll be back very soon to talk about heart streaming and how it will impact your life, my life, the lives of all whose lives you touch. So we'll be taking a break now, and I'll see you on the other side.
Hey, Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually heal themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get four principles of what it takes to have remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to see you.
Dave Blanchard, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be with you. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The books are there. Today I Begin a New Life, The Observer's Chair. We have a brand new website, and with the new website, we are releasing the latest version of the Intentional Creation Assessment. This is an assessment unlike you've ever taken. It goes below the level of all of those things and measures how you think. It's the first time we've been able to identify with laser accuracy where our habits of thinking are serving us and where they may be sabotaging us. This is my labor of love, perfecting this axiological mathematical science that measures how we think. And write this down, office@augmandino.com, and just say, I would like a free code. And next week when it's released, I will have my office send you a free code to take the assessment. You ever feel like you're crashing into a glass wall? You ever felt that way? You just don't know what it is. When I send you the code, you take the assessment, you'll know.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Thank you for being with us. I'm David Christopher Lewis. This is Heart Center Talk Radio, and I've got an exciting topic today, heart streaming. It's a lot different than brainstorming, which we've all heard of, because we are centered in our heart, and we choose to suffuse the earth with the radiant field of love. We dance through love. We bless through love. We live from our hearts through love. So can anyone heart stream? Of course. How do you do this? This is what we're going to talk about. And what are some of the reasons why people naturally heart stream or why maybe they have a challenge in doing it? We'll talk about that. So first, I'd like to have this clip now played of Kevin Durant during his acceptance speech receiving the Most Valuable Player Award for the National Basketball Association. So here we go.
In the game of basketball, I play the first off because I love it. I love to have fun. I love to run up and down the court. I told Grant Hill back there, I just got done playing against him, but as a second grader, I had a Piston Grant Hill jersey. That was the first time I walked into a gym, and that's when I fell in love with the game. My mom, I think she just wanted to get me and my brother out the house for a couple hours. But when I walked into the gym, I fell in love with the game. And I didn't fall in love with it just because it was me playing. I fell in love with it because I got guys like this. Like these guys every single day that push me to be the best player I can be. I want to single them out. You know, the vets of this team, Fish, Nick, Kirk, Tabo, Karan, Serge, Sashin. I just want to say thank you to you guys, man. Y'all mean so much to me just because I could walk in and have a terrible day and I could see Hashim smiling at me at 7'3 with small pants on. And that'll change my day.
Well, Kevin went on to thank his teammates and say, I love you, man. And then, first of all, he thanked God. And finally, he thanked his mom and said she was actually the most valuable player. And then the tears started flowing everywhere. And it was amazing. I believe that when we have teamwork of this sort, we are heart-streaming. We heart-stream with those with whom we resonate, whom we love. We heart-stream with our family members when we live from the sacred space of love from within our hearts. So really, anyone can heart-stream, and it's about living from and through the heart rather than the head. You know, we've heard of emotional intelligence. It's that intelligence that comes from the heart. And when we practice some form of heartfelt devotion, deep meditation, appreciation of and being in nature, mantras, songs, prayers, emanating gratitude, we are heart streaming. And when we're consciously aware that we're doing it, it actually becomes even more powerful. And the light energy that we emit, that we radiate, becomes dynamic, powerful, and life-changing, even miraculous. So I'm David Christopher Lewis. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. And I'd like to share with you more about this science. I've been privileged to work with people that naturally also heart stream. And some of them have shared some amazing experiences in their world. Nancy, for example, said, an example of heart streaming in everyday life would be when I meet someone that I would like to extend my caring to and I'm hoping to have a good interaction with. Let's say I come across a 5-year-old and have an opportunity to spend a few minutes talking. I would pay attention to them, ask some questions about their interests, and share some common ideas we have. I think it's important to meet people where they are. If possible, I try to throw something into the conversation that they think is exciting, fun, surprising, or funny, and be sure to tell them it was nice to meet them. This way, we both have an uplifting experience, and we know we have enriched someone's life that day. Another friend of mine, a co-worker named Maria, says, in my small town of 240 people, a shooting range was reopened and required funds to enhance and expand the facility. The chairman of the shooting club with his wife invited representatives of the local school, fire department, and sheriff's office to the first fundraiser meeting after a potluck dinner. All showed up and ideas were exchanged. New suggestions sprang up, and by listening to each other, enthusiasm grew to make this event a success. There was a follow-up on these discussions, and all were encouraged by people's commitments to move forward with the realization of the plans. Working together for a common goal generated a wave of energy that brought our community alive in unity. With a barbecue, children's games, karaoke, street dance, and an auctioneer, 15% of the town's residents were involved as active participants. Besides raising the money, we raised the vibration through fellowship, friendship, in our community. Another individual named Lisa wrote, to help me focus and get clear direction, I start by putting on a large amethyst ring and I call for the presence of Saint Germain and other ascended masters to surround me and inspire me as I work. I visualize and feel the masters sending me ideas and suggestions. I try to keep myself open to possibilities. Wearing this ring helps remind me that I am heart streaming, not just checking off a to-do list. Sometimes when I get stuck, I hold on to the amethyst ring and take a deep breath or visualize Saint Germain's smiling face, or I go for a walk. These types of breaks help me to get back into the flowing stream again. And I've got a few other examples. Here's one from Steve. He said, as a youth, I would frequently go out at night and lay in the yard and ponder the universe. As we live in the country amongst rural farms, I had a very unobstructed and clear view of celestial bodies and often marveled at the different colors and vastness of the universe. I believe these were moments of heart-streaming with God and other celestial beings, which led to a lifelong appreciation of silence and co-measurement with God's grandeur, which laid a foundation later in life for patience, forbearance, and a deeper sense of God's power, love, and majesty, which has carried me through many trials. These expansive moments also helped me become less dogmatic and more appreciative of the universe of possibilities that lay open to all life. I still walk around at night and ponder the mysteries of the universe at night, and this helps me to be open-hearted as well as open-minded to a universe full of life and various frequencies of divine messages. So I'd like us to just get still for a moment, wherever you are listening, and experience your own beating heart. Feel the sacredness of who you are as a God-conscious individual. You know, the Bible says we were born in the image and likeness of God. We were made in God's image and likeness. And I believe it's true. And I am kind of past the point of harping on this concept that we're sinners. I believe that we are all divinely inspired hearts ready to fulfill a sacred mission in life. And when you heart stream in your particular creative way, you expand the creation, you expand the universe, you truly engage in one of the most amazing sciences of life itself that can give birth within your frame of reference, your environment, your world of the most sublime and beautiful and radiant creative energies. Now, heart streaming is a practical application of spirituality, where we receive insight, intuition, and what I would call divine creativity. I believe there are muses in heaven for each of us. We have a guardian angel, a guide, a spirit that watches over, protects, and supports us in our mission in life, in our journey, in our walk with the divine. And when you engage with the divine in some positive way, there is a new formulation of spirit meeting matter right in this dimensional plane of being. You know, Jesus' prayer was, "Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." I believe heart streaming is the science that makes this possible. It is the alchemy of love, of which we are all a part because we're all connected. We're all part of the same universe. We breathe the same air. We are invested in the mission of life itself. And through heart's dreaming, we enter the sacred space deep within the core of our being, where God lives, where the spirit resides, where our true selfhood emerges for us to truly become enlightened, self-realized, free to pursue the highest goals. So we have an upcoming Meru University course called In the Garden with Anastasia. Anastasia is a Russian mystic living in the taiga, Siberia. And there's a series of 9 books. I've read all of them. They're awesome. And we will be communing with Anastasia and studying permaculture on my wife and my property on June 17th here in Livingston, Montana. And we have a conference coming up for 5 days, June 18th through 22nd. It will be about devotion with the Divine Mothers. So we will be taking a little break now, and in 3 minutes we'll be back. This is David Christopher Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio. God bless you. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.
You're listening
listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and twitter.com/TheDrPatShow. Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hey, we're back. This is David Christopher Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio. Now, I've been doing all the talking, yet one thing we do in our Heart Center movement is a lot of sharing and interactivity. So I'd like to invite you to go to heartcentertalkradio.org, and you can click on a link there and share your comments, your questions with me about heart streaming or any topic that you feel would be awesome for me to share in coming shows. Now, earlier before the break, I was reading a few examples of heart streaming from some of my friends and coworkers, and there's two more I'd like to read. One is from another Lisa, who wrote, "Recently, the Heart Center had a booth at the San Mateo New Life Expo, and that's near San Francisco. For many weeks prior to this public event, four or five of us got together to plan and prepare everything necessary for this booth. While there was a lot more that went into the preparation for this complete expo booth, I was responsible for creating promotional visuals, posters, and some handouts. Initially, I received a written request outlining what was desired. From the request forms, I created the graphics, and after I received input by email from the group several times, the visual was ready for print and for the internet. As it got closer to the event, more things came up in rapid succession, so it became necessary to accelerate the process. We ended up getting together on Skype, sharing our computer screens, and creating the necessary materials in a very quick and synergistic manner. You know, she mentioned Skype, and actually I'm Skyping to our wonderful audio guy in Rhode Island, and he's doing a great job. So kudos to you, man, Brian Sullivan. We are grateful that you are here with us.
Thank you, David.
All right. And one more. This is from Boyd, who is our audio wizard, who also lives in Livingston, Montana. And he's got an 8-step process that he uses with his family. And here's his sharing. When my family is considering doing a significant group activity or a large expenditure, we meet about it and we blend our hearts together to get the highest outcome. We use the following steps to get there. One, we review the ground rules, such as no laughing at others' ideas, no butting in when somebody else is talking, and instead, we expand our minds and our emotions into an amazing vision of what can be and accept others' visions. Two, we go around the room, the table, and we record the emotions, the feeling, and the desires for the outcome that each person envisions. We focus on feeling instead of thinking. So here we have heart streaming instead of brainstorming. Three, we go around more than once if required. People have new ideas which builds upon the previous ones. Four, we discuss how to blend as many beautiful features as possible into one plan. We work at this for quite a while as it naturally unfolds. Five, we write it down on paper in a way that everyone agrees with. Six, we write down who will do which parts of the plans and preparations in order to actually bring it forth. Seven, we plan a new meeting if necessary to follow up on the research or other work that each person agrees to do. And finally, eight, we finish the project planning and we do it. We enjoy it. We celebrate it. So I know Boyd's used this for vacations and for other what we call alchemies, which are projects that are in the process of unfolding. So these are examples of practical heart streaming. You may not have ever really called it that. And yet with this new term, which I think many of you are hearing for the first time, you can see how important it is for all of us to work together as one, to kind of form this circle of unity. We have something in our heart center called the morning huddle, which somebody said is more of a cuddle. And what we do is we go around and each person says what's on their plate for the day. And when we all are done, we actually set up meetings, interactive meetings, some of them on Skype, some in person, many of them on the phone or using current technologies. And we find that by doing this, there's greater collaboration, there's greater communication and coordination, so that the left hand knows what the right hand is doing, and we don't have issues, problems, or situations that arise that we didn't really anticipate or foresee. So I'm going to be looking forward to your sharing and your heart streaming that I can share in future shows on heartcenteredtalkradio.org. So if you'd like to receive my free CD called Sacred Melodies, go to heartcenteredtalkradio.org, click on the link in the top right, and we will send you this beautiful CD, which is instrumental music, great for meditation, great for playing in your vehicle, at home. I have clients that I've sold it to who play it when they're giving massages, and it really calms people. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can receive a free ebook about what we call the violet laser light, and you can receive timely messages about upcoming events in your area or classes online. So again, that's heartcenteredtalkradio.org. So again, this is David Christopher Lewis. I'm coming to you live, emanating from Livingston, Montana. Now, I have to tell you, when I was 14, I first heard the term aura when reading a book about a guy named Edgar Cayce. Now, the term aura is a common term now, but back then, you know, that was about 1970, very few people really had heard that term and were using it. Now, everybody knows what the aura is. It's this radiant energy field around us. And I've written a book inspired by a master named El Morya called Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, How to Charge Your Energy Field with Light and Spiritual Radiance. And this book is also on that heartcenteredtalkradio.org website page. And I encourage you to secure this book because I believe it will key you into what heart streaming is from a very scientific and spiritual vantage point. When I had this mystical experience in 2004, it really harked back to a spiritual experience I had when I was 17, when I had been reading about fasting, and I fasted for 7 days on water and a little bit of honey. And on the fifth day, I started to see the aura around my brothers and sisters, this light field. And by the seventh day, I could actually see the colors around them. So I've been privileged to give many, many talks at bookstores, metaphysical and New Age bookstores across the United States on the subject of the human aura. And if you'd like for me to share more with you in your area, email us, click on that link, and we'll see what we can do to expedite additional sharings by the grace of God through the wisdom teachings of the Ascended Masters that I am privileged to bring forth to the earth at this time through the Heart Center Movement. Now, we were meditating earlier, and I hope that you could feel from deep within your heart, from this space of peace, the sense of stillness. You know, some mystics actually experience this peace in a profound way whereby they can feel their soul. We don't talk much about the soul, yet heart streaming, I believe, helps us get in contact with our soul. It helps us to become more soulful, to experience our reality, the inner us, what's called the inner man of the heart or inner woman of the heart, our conscience, the still small voice, the Christ, the Buddha, the Krishna, the Divine Mother within us. When we take moments throughout our day to simply get still, to accept that God and God's light lives within us, that we are available to the cosmos to be a co-creator in a profound and beautiful way, then we enter into the science of heart streaming, and we engage with others in the beauty and the creativity of life today. Just imagine if our leaders, those in Washington, D.C., our local state leaders, world leaders of all nations, were to come from the heart instead of the brain. Would there be an opportunity for planetary peace, for understanding between nations and peoples? Could we actually fulfill something greater at this time than what is currently progressing, which we are seeing in the media as really the decline of our civilization? I feel heart streaming is ripe for now, for all of us to learn and to engage in. So, David Christopher Lewis, heartcenteredtalkradio.org. We're going to take a break now and be back shortly.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session
with Christy. Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually healed themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll have four principles of what it takes to have remission of disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to see you.
The Heart Center invites you to join the conversation with Ascended Masters Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, El Morya, and Afra. One Wednesday each month, enjoy their soul-nourishing messages. Ask them your questions and share what is on your heart. The Masters Speak series happens all through 2014. Morya shares on Wednesday, May 21st, and Mother Mary, June 11th at 7 p.m. Mountain. Details at davidclewisclass.org.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. David Christopher Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio, and our website is heartcentertalkradio.org. I invite you to go there, click on the link, get our free newsletter, get our free ebook, and experience what heart streaming is personally in your life. Next week, I will have the opportunity to interview somebody named Francis Lucille, and he gives teachings on non-dualism. This is a very important subject in my estimation. I have been studying Buddhism for quite a while, and one of the key teachings in Buddhism is non-dualism. And what this means is that we live in a space where we're not in judgment of others. We don't look so much at good and evil as manifesting in the world. We kind of stay in the center of the circle, not on the periphery. We don't look at whether someone's right or wrong, someone is operating from a paradigm that is, you know, left or right, conservative or liberal, Republican, Democrat. We enter this new field of beingness that says that everything is of God, everything is part of the divine. And when we formulate this mindfulness and understand heart-centeredness, then we can live a more meaningful and beautiful life. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from Francis Lucille on this subject because, as I understand it, he's an expert and he has some great insights. Now, I'd like to talk about laughter. You know, one of the greatest ways that we have in our heart center movement of heart streaming is through levity, through laughter, through joy. And there's actually something called Hasya Yoga, which is laughter yoga. And we've studied Hasya Yoga. In fact, the husband of one of the gals who I read a little script from earlier, Maria, is a Hasya Yoga practitioner. What do we do in our heart center? At the beginning of all of our meetings, we have a joke. And what does that do? It opens our solar plexus to greater joy. It opens our heart so that we can be heart-centered. And from that space of joy, happiness, and inner peace, we can actually get more done. We can have more wonderful meetings. We're not so locked into the mental world of accomplishing and doing and checking everything off our checklist. Yeah, we can do those things, yet we do them from this energy of love. We do them with a radiant space of understanding one another. We do it from the framework that we are part of a whole, a collective. No one person is better than another. No one's higher or more spiritual than another. We all have our gifts, our talents, and the blessings that come to us from life, from God, from the source. And we are all needed on this earth to have a golden crystal age if we desire it. And what is that? Well, that's maybe something for another time and another talk. This is our premier radio broadcast, Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. It's been really a joy to be with you. You can call us at 630-894-4410. I'll repeat, 630-894-4410 to order your free ebook, get on our email list, and also to receive that free copy of Sacred Melodies, my second CD. I am a composer. I've got 11 music CDs, and I believe that part of my life mission has been to bring forth beautiful spiritual music. I feel inspired by angels, by divine beings, by my own muse. My parents were both amazing individuals. You know, I'm one of 10 children. I grew up in a suburb of Chicago called Hinsdale, and it was quite interesting to heartstream with 10 kids in one household. And how did my mom do it? How did my dad do it? I don't know. I've got 3 kids, and that's enough for me. Yet, I believe my mother, especially, came from the heart, and she was a very Buddhic being. She lived non-dualism in a very positive and amazing way. She loved each of her children the same. And as we celebrated Mother's Day, even though my mom has passed on this past Sunday, we celebrated on this past Sunday. Even though my mom has passed on, I have to say her radiance, her joy, her love yet remains a part of my greater family. And that infusion of her consciousness, her attention to each of us, her devotion to both her husband and to her family is being outpictured through all of her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, all of my nephews and nieces, my cousins. It's truly an amazing thing to see and witness how one heart, and actually two hearts, my parents, loving each other, brought forth 10 children, and how this has expanded love in the heartland of America, Chicago, and now wherever my siblings live across the entire United States. So this is Heart Center Talk Radio. You're listening to David Christopher Lewis. We're in our final segment today. And I'd just like to say to each of you listening, I love you. And I mean that as a friend, as a heart friend. In our movement, in addition to this concept of heart streaming, we have coined the term heart friend. And I believe that everyone who operates from the heart, who shines forth their light through laughter, levity, through true love and respect for one another, is in this amazing architectural rendering of love that we call heart streaming. So you are my heart friend. I hope that you will accept me as a heart friend in some way, that you will check out the over 4,000 heart streams that I've been privileged to receive on behalf of the Ascended Masters. Now, these are not some spaced out beings who are aliens from other planets. These are the masters of East and West who have come to Earth, like Jesus, Gautama Buddha, Maitreya, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, and the saints East and West. And they have promulgated divine truth through a number of organizations, movements, inspired teachers, ministers, and really through any individual who opens up their heart and mind to truth, to reality, to beingness, to perfection. So as we've talked about heart streaming today, I have been emanating through the totality of my being love for each of you. I hope that over the radio waves, you've experienced something of this. You've experienced something dynamic, something maybe blissful or peaceful, something that you can tangibly experience and know, and that you will go back to this when maybe you have a challenge this week. Maybe you may even have an argument with someone about something. You know, let's not sweat the small stuff. Let's invest ourselves in the greater reality of today and the opportunities that we are all presented to be conscious, loving emanators and progenitors of conscious awareness. So I'd like to thank all of you for listening today. I look forward to sharing with you on a number of subjects and participating with each of you and bringing forth the most amazing new world through a joy-filled experience on our planet. I am David Christopher Lewis. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. Thank you to Dr. Pat, who helped me to get going on this radio broadcast, and we'll see you next week. Take care.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. 999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton. featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.